Blog Talk Radio.
And accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For the virtuous women, living the life the way God has intended, keeping the bodies on lock for marriage and caring. Gotta have a ring before you have it. I'm prepping for my virtuous ladies, waking up in the morning praying daily. You let your light shine when it's shady. Love, you keep your cool no matter what the day brings. Time to step about the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. I'ma say it again. Time to step up out the closet. Rise up strong like you love me. Live long, let your voice be heard. Jesus is the truth, spread the word. Let me hear you say, I'm prepping for my virtuous living. It's all right, but above the top of living.
Everybody for tuning in. We have a wonderful show today for you guys. It's been a while, so we're back, but we have to live out loud, and we have had a phenomenal start of the year, and today we have a special exclusive interview with T.Y. Martin. He is living out loud. He has produced, directed, and delivered this wonderful play. Somebody got to say something. The story is based on an actual situation that hardly anyone ever wants to talk about or afraid to speak about. We are so blessed to have this gentleman on the show today. We want to let everybody know that you can call in at 516-387-1253. We're going to be talking to T.Y. Martin. We bring him in on But I also wanted to make sure everybody knew that this is a wonderful story, and I thought it was just befitting for people to know about how this whole process started. I have him on the line today. He's my Facebook friend as well, T.Y. Martin. Sir, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thanks for being here.
I tell you, it's been wonderful watching your journey over some time. You know, I wanted to just reach out to you. My goodness, let's just jump into it.
Okay.
Tell us about your history as a writer, director, producer.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. You come with the heavy ones now. Well, I started out doing stand-up comedy professionally, and I worked with a lot of big names, Luther Vandross, Faith Evans, Destiny Shaw, Al Jarreau, different ones, opening up for them and working in production for the promoter that promoted those shows back years and years ago. But I've been doing theater, gospel, and inspirational stage plays for about 17 and a half years now. I don't do stand-up comedy anymore, but I try to put comedy in some of the shows that I'm doing, inspirational shows that I'm doing. I don't do, like, gospel plays, but they're inspirational plays, because when we say gospel, it kind of, like, makes you think negative about certain things that people don't believe the way you believe. A lot of times, because everybody sometimes don't believe the same for some reason, I don't know. But
exactly.
So I say inspirational stage plays so that everybody can come and enjoy it. And they're not black plays. They're plays for everybody. They're situations that are for everybody. Everybody experiences these shows. So I've won awards, Playwright of the Year, about 7 times in the past 8 years, whatever. I didn't win last year because I was on the market. But seven-time Playwright of the Year. I've toured some of my productions. I've written and directed over 60 productions in 17 years, and I've toured Canada and United States. And I'm just, this nonstop is what I do every day. I teach acting classes online and in person. I write life stories for people and into scripts so that we can put it on stage. I'm an acting theater coach, director, and I do everything. I think I'm Jamaican sometimes because they be doing it. They be having all the jobs. That's why I got dreads. That's why I got a lot of dreads because I blend right in.
I'm not going to follow that one through.
That just popped up. That's why it popped up.
Why
I even knew it. I said it.
See, you always a jokester. Based on your voicemail, don't call this brother at all, y'all.
No, I need people to call me. Please call me.
Hey, so let's talk about this. Let's get into this.
Yes.
Tell us about this wonderful production. Where, first of all, the production, and then where did the idea come from?
The idea came from it came through prayer mostly, because about a year or so ago I was going through a situation. I was engaged to a woman. I was about to be married or whatever, and a situation came up where it didn't happen. You know, we broke it up. It was I ain't gonna say a nasty divorce because never get married, but it wasn't good. But I was low in my spirit. I was in Chicago, back and forth to Chicago. Actually, I was on tour when I was engaged. So, and she lives there. So I got a message from a woman on Facebook, an apostle. And you know, everybody on Facebook is a Christian. You know that, right? She sent me a letter. I was like, oh my God, another Christian want me to do something. You know, when I talk to you about something, a psychic people, you know, psychics and Christians on Facebook. She started saying stuff to me that I was like, oh my God, she's saying stuff. She said, I want you to write this play for me, and this play is going to change your life. I'm like, what? And I'm like, she's still crazy. So we talked and everything, and she gave me some ideas, and I put some ideas with it, and we were back and forth, like we're talking now, back and forth, until she signed the agreement, the fee. I charged a fee. She took the money. I wrote the play, and she kept prophesying all for a year. I'm like, this lady, everything she told me came true. It was like everything. So I told her, I said, she said, what's wrong, son? She called me son. She said, what is wrong? I'm feeling something in my spirit. I said, yes, something's wrong. I told her about my engagement didn't work out, whatever, you know. So she was like, you know, she knew what it was before I even told her. She knew what I was going through, before I told her. And when she did that, when she knew that, I knew I could trust this woman. With, and she encouraged me, and we set a date, and the play came about. She said, this production is going to change your life and everybody in the production's life. She said, I want all Christians, actors, people, whatever, to play these parts. And that's what we got. And on the day of orientation of the play, when all the actors were sitting there, I said, five of y'all, you know, won't continue in this production. It was like 17 whatever people. I said, five of y'all won't continue in this production, not because I'm going to get rid of you. Some situation is going to have you not do this production. And then the five was gone. You know, not saying they were bad actors or bad people, whatever, it just wasn't for them. So we set the date and everything, and it's getting close. And as soon as the production date started, everything started happening. I'm talking about people getting sick, people getting homeless, different little things were happening to people, money cut off. Like, look, the devil didn't want this production to go on. That's
no,
just bottom line.
Absolutely.
But we prayed.
That's right. That's it.
We prayed every day before rehearsal, every day after rehearsal. During the week, we prayed, and prayer just changed everything. And this, the production
absolutely.
Was this past Saturday, and oh my God, I cannot explain what happened. It wasn't no play, it was real life. And the actors were so awesome. Everybody kept saying, those people are so real. This is not a play. Those people are real. And it was real stories, and it was just amazing. I just can't explain it. It just, and the DVD will be out soon, so you'll see for yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That
we
this
definitely
production,
gonna,
and they're talking about part two. They're talking about taking it to Hampton, New Jersey, Washington. These are now Hampton, New Jersey is in August. They already got the date set already. I'm like, hey, can we get...
That's blessing.
Just,
that's a blessing. That's
so
a
it's more coming than that. I mean, there's a lot more stuff going on with me, you know, as far as theater concerned.
And you know, it's so interesting that when I saw your post, you know, you and I have been chatting basically all weekend, and God has to be working with us because we've been chatting 2 o'clock in the morning. I am in
oh yeah, you even keep me up late.
3 o'clock in the
you
morning.
Keep me up.
Oh, that's what's all right. But we're gonna make this happen because I absolutely
okay.
appreciate it. I do. What this thing is so important. You've had a long career, correct?
Yes.
You produced how many plays?
About over 60. I lost count.
Over 60. Boy, lost count. So you
I
know, I asked you a question. I said music transcends all plays. And what about the music in the play?
We got to I get my music done 2 weeks before, you know, my music tracks before showtime, before like 2 days before show. Sometimes it happens on the same day. It happens. It didn't bother me that I the day of the show I didn't have the music right. The music wasn't right. I had the tracks. I knew the songs I wanted, the instrumentals I wanted to play in the show. But we can only use instrumental because you can't use somebody's song unless you get copyright to use it if you're going to put it on DVD. So, and I knew we were recording. And I wasn't worried. I was worried, but I got to where I wasn't worried. But the big thing is we got there, and I decided to get some music to play, and the sound system did not work.
It wasn't supposed to.
The location sound system went out. And the guys said that... The guy, the person we coming in to fix it won't be here to the 7 o'clock show. I'm like, oh my God. What are we going to do? We had no mood. He showed up, but we didn't need him. We had no mood music to play. You know, when people coming in, getting their seats or whatever, getting their tickets or whatever. We didn't have no in between scenes music. We didn't have no music playing in the scene. We didn't have none of that. And the production, people kept saying, after I explained to everybody, they said, you know what? We didn't need no music nowhere. They said we didn't need no music. We don't care about no music. That's what people were saying. They said,
and you know what?
If we had music, it would take away.
That's what's so important. That's what I wanted to hit on. That was so important that we talk about that. That when you can actually hear what the apostle was talking about was that you needed to get the message. It was not diluted by anything.
Right,
and that's what the message was, and it has changed lives. The most important thing
changed,
is that it's changed the lives of so many people, even those who could not attend. It's changed
exactly.
My life.
It's changed.
You know,
it's amazing. You can't explain it. It's where is at a point where you can't explain it. I'm at that point.
Well, that's what
I try to explain it to you, but I can't.
All you gotta do is just throw your hand up. Cause
back
when I was growing up, they used to say, "You know that you know that you know that you know."
That's it.
That's when
you can't explain it. I can't explain. I'm still on cloud 12 right now. I can't really, and I got so much to do and so many places to go. I just can't explain it to people. I ask me all the time, "How is your?" I'm sorry, I can't explain it. Other shows, I'm like, "Yeah, but this time, this show out of all the shows I've done, this is the one of the shows I cannot explain what went on."
Because it was prophesized all the way
you
through.
Got
and what
every,
was original?
Yes. Oh, yes.
What was original?
Got everybody
that,
in the audience.
The person that was playing, they played themselves, didn't they?
Pretty much. And you know what's so funny? 90% of everybody, all the actors in the play, were playing their parts. And it was weird. They had done it already. It was them. That's another show. That is another show right there. I don't want to go into that right now. That is
all
another.
Right.
No, seriously, all kidding aside, that's another show.
Yeah.
That's how. That's,
and I'm here for you.
And I gotta bring that up too. I gotta bring it up to my people when I took some time tonight or tomorrow. I'm gonna bring that to. I said, I just thought about it just now. I just thought about it. They were playing themselves. All of them. 90% of them. I ain't having
you
now.
Know what
gonna
it
cast.
Is. It's time. It's time. It's time out for folks to be getting real. And you know what?
Oh my God.
God is calling real soldiers up. The poo
yes,
butts and the crybabies can stay back.
Yes.
And I remember looking at your page, and you said that you got to leave some people behind. And I told you, I said what? I said you're creating the footprints. Your footprints are the blueprints to other people, seeing that they know they can make it because they're watching.
That's
you.
True. That's true.
That's it.
And
that's it.
And people watching what I do. God's watching what I do.
Yeah.
I'm watching what I do.
They're watching
because
what
he's doing. And these past seven weeks have been. I don't know if you remember the movie. I don't know if everybody remember the Ten Commandments when I can't remember what part it was. No movies be tripping. God had to, I can't remember how it went, but he had to do something to Moses to get Moses ready, prepared. He had to take out stuff, put in stuff, take out stuff, clean him up a little bit so he could take on this task. That's what happened to me. He cleaned me up so much in a lot of ways that has made me, to prepare me to direct this production and to
well,
move forward in the stuff
God
I'm about
always
to do.
Does. He treats us like gold. He puts it in his pot. And then only the pure stuff floats up, and that's what you skim off. Everything else stays at the bottom. That's the most important thing people need to know about this. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you one more time. I asked you this before. Who stood out among the actors and actresses? Who stood out?
The
Not
pastor.
Saying who was the best. The pastor.
The apostle. Because, the apostle because
the
she
apostle.
The apostle because she played herself, and she played herself. And she's a leader.
Yeah.
She's a chief apostle, so she played herself and really – it wasn't made her stand out is I gave her a script and she did, you know, she did a protocol as far as, but I told her, I took the script from her. I said, this is the situation. This situation, say what you say every day. Just cut it off so the scene won't go long. That's all. Yes, she did. I gave her the script and the visual script, the verbal script, the visual script, and I gave her the content of what these each scene were. And I said, hey, Do you. And she did her.
And she
was obedient.
Name?
Apostle Diedrich Perry. She just
was
made,
she
the play was about, the play was about her. If you see the, I think the play was about her life.
Another show, y'all.
This past Sunday, she got ordained as chief apostle. Fell out in church. They touched her, the lady that ordained her the first time. Made her cheap. So you gotta understand something. God is he works in mysterious ways. He connects, he's a connector, and he dots and dots and dots his I's and crosses T's.
I
that
like
play
that.
was a, that yeah. The play was for her I should be recording myself. The play was for her. For her to be. Okay, no, that's another show. That's the second show we got to come up with. That's another. Let's keep going. That's another show. That's another show.
Okay. What's next on your project?
Thanks for asking. No. Well, tomorrow I leave for Cleveland, Ohio. I get to see my kids live in Cleveland. I'm gonna be with them for like a week or so. I leave Cleveland. I gotta go to Houston. I'm going to Houston to do a play that was supposed to be a comedy, but we changed it to an inspirational stage play called The Hem of His Garment. It's a very powerful production. True story, powerful production. I'm going to do Hymn of His Garment June 11th in Houston. So I don't know if I'm going to stay in Houston until I get done with the script for the next play, because the next one, we're going to Tampa. I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to Tampa, so I get actors in different cities.
Well, you staying in the hottest places. I was down in Houston a couple of years. I never seen the humidity.
I know.
That humidity
in
Houston
heat.
Ain't nothing. Ooh.
And heat be blowing. The heat blow. I ain't never seen the weather heat blows. I heard a cold wind blowing, but the heat be blowing, and I be so black. I saw myself in the mirror. I said, "Dad, where I'm at?" I said, "Where'd you go?" I'm so black, I didn't see myself. I'm like, "Where'd you go?" I said, "Right here." I said, "Oh, okay."
Well, Houston don't cook it. Tampa will. So I saw that the play is going to be in Houston. What about the Atlanta?
Yes.
What are we gonna be? How are we gonna be able to?
Atlanta. I want to be back. We're doing this play again when I come back this summer.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm doing a 2016 Theater Awareness Weekend, which I'm going to have three productions whole weekend, like two on Saturday and one on Sunday. So you pay for one show. If you want to come to one, pay for the festival, pay off for all three of them. You know, like a film festival.
Okay.
I'm still working on that now.
You're a busy man. You really are. I truly appreciate your time, and you've been a blessing.
I appreciate being here.
How can everyone support and contact you? What's the best way to support?
Put money on my Netspin card now. send me money now for these trips. Like, you pay preachers to preach. Go to D.C. Send me some. Take me up an offering now.
Offering that Pastor Trey three times already.
Pastor Trey around.
Ready to go home.
You know what's so funny? We used to do my church when I was growing up. Offering time. My uncle used to preach. He said, "Lock them." He said, "Ushers, take your stand and lock them doors." And he said, "Everybody with $100, please stand up.
Stand up.
Everybody with $50, please stand up. $20. And everybody did $150, whatever, and then the regular offer.
I ain't messing with you. Anyway, how can people support and contact you?
If you like to audition wherever I am or whatever, send me an email, tymartinstudios, with an S. So tymartinstudios.atl@gmail.com. Send me headshots and bios. And Facebook, you can get me at Playwright, PlayWrite, T.Y. Martin. So Playwright, T.Y. Martin. And you can see me there. Or you can go to YouTube and punch in T.Y. Martin and see a lot of trailers that I've done these past, well, not a lot, but it's a few trailers that you'll, interviews that you'll see me on. So my website is under construction, so don't be looking for that.
That's what we was listening for. So we're going to be doing a follow-up. We're gonna let all our listeners know. He might be going out there getting burnt and all, but he's coming back to the ATL. So we already know. He's coming back to the ATL. And this is I call her our baby Tyler Perry, because y'all never know.
I hear that every week. It's not a bad sound.
He did all right.
I accept it.
Hey, man, I really, really appreciate this interview.
I really appreciate being here, allowing people to believe in me.
Man.
I appreciate you
being
so
believing in me. We got a lot of people that have called in, and they're listening in.
Really?
They're listening on Facebook.
People calling in?
Listening. Oh, yeah, it's supposed
people
to end right now.
Look at you.
Yeah, we got to make sure we got folks that have to show their support. But, again, you guys can always call in at 516-387-1251.
Please call.
If you want to be a part of our shows that will be coming up throughout the whole spring and summer. We appreciate Atlanta Mix Radio allowing us to broadcast live and stream. And you can always look this show up on AtlantaMixRadio.com. Go to the website. You follow TY on our website, because we're going to keep track of them, y'all. That somebody
yes,
got
please,
to say
please
something.
Please keep track of me, please.
We're going to support this brother all the way up. And
I
like the fact
that
he said this is an inspirational. This is not Christian.
Yes.
Gospel
yes.
is not specifically genre for any particular religious basis.
Yes.
When God is speaking, he speaks to you. And what
That's
he
true.
Has done is he spoke to people who knew that they needed to be participating in this. God spoke to me, has kept me up since I started talking to this man on what, Saturday? we've been inboxing each other to 3 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, we're gonna get out of here. We appreciate everybody tuning in to Atlanta Mix Radio. I'm your host and your producer, Karima Ali Bowen, broadcasting live. Hey Ty, we're gonna keep up with you, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
right.
sound sculptress
Thank you so much.
Destiny.
Thank you.